During World War II, the pilots who became known as the Tuskegee Airmen were the first black enlisted men to serve as military pilots in the U.S. Armed Forces. The U.S. Army Air Corps created the segregated flight training program after the NAACP had sued the military in an attempt to integrate the Corps. Ultimately, more than 900 pilots served with the Tuskegee units, including more than 350 airmen who served overseas during the war. The Flyers, nicknamed Red Tails or Red Tail Angels, earned a reputation for successfully protecting U.S. bombers from German fighter aircraft. More than seven decades after the close of World War II, memories are etched in the minds of surviving Tuskegee Airmen, including 93-year-old Harold Brown. The retired Air Force Lieutenant Colonel was scheduled to make a public appearance Tuesday at Gaston College. On Monday, Brown stopped by our studios and spoke with WFAE's Mark Rumsey.
Harold Brown fell in love with airplanes as a kid. He remembers building model planes from around the end of the sixth grade. Planes and flying became Brown's passion. At age 16, he saved up $35 to buy his first handful of flying lessons. Before his 20th birthday, Brown was accepted into the military flight training program at Tuskegee, where he arrived with his spirits flying high.
The very fact that I was selected, I was on Cloud 9, and that was all important because that was the first step. I can recall all too well leaving Minneapolis, Minnesota, this very integrated city where I was very well protected. I had no idea what segregation was like, although my parents had come from Alabama. And my mother then sat down and started preparing me to go south. Now listen to me, Harold. And I was kind of poo-pooing to myself, oh, Mama, come on, you know. And no, Harold, you listen to me and listen very carefully. There are ways you have to behave. And it went on from there.
And so once you'd made that transition into the actual flight training program, you were full tilt in the military at that point.
We were full tilt.
What was the racial climate like once you were on the inside of that complex?
Well, of course, everything was segregated. We never went into the little town of Tuskegee. It was a very rigorous program. We were right on the base, so we didn't see anything that was any different. Granted, we had white instructors, and the base itself was segregated. I happened to meet one of the flight instructors, a guy by the name of Dawson, who went to the University of Minnesota. He befriended me. One day he said, Harold, we have washed out better pilots than we graduated in other white schools. That says it all.
Do you see yourself and your colleagues in that program, your peers in the as the Tuskegee Airmen, as being civil rights pioneers?
Initially, I answer that this way. I was nothing but a young kid, you know, 17 years old when I first went in. I never looked upon myself as being out really doing anything other than just flying. I just wanted to fly. I never thought I was doing anything important. I never thought that one day it would be looked upon or I would be looked upon as, boy, I was one of the early pioneers. That was the last thing on my mind. But it wasn't until I became a little older and older, the whole significance of it really became rather apparent. There is no way in the world that Truman would have integrated had the 332nd Fighter Group been failures. We were expected to fail. The whole thing was called the Tuskegee Experiment, really. No one, and the military in particular, was just waiting for it to fail. It didn't fail. We were extremely successful. And had we not been successful, I cannot see Truman doing what he did and integrating the way he did. And after that happened, I thought, boy, there is no question that the Tuskegee Airmen were in the forefront of the civil rights movement.
Tuskegee Airmen and retired Air Force Lieutenant Colonel Harold Brown will be at Gaston College in Dallas, North Carolina, for a presentation and book signing beginning at 12:30 today. And you can hear more of Brown's World War II experiences and see photos at WFAE.org. It's Morning Edition on 90.7 WFAE, Charlotte's NPR news source.